Oksana Prosenko has been searching for her father since the Battle of Bucha ended in March. Serhiy Prosenko left their home to check on a friend. The family fled to Poland during the Russian occupation of the town and returned to Ukraine to see his car riddled with bullet holes.
Returning here to see his car all shot up, the reality struck me.
One neighbor told her he had been shot by Russian troops. Others said he died in shelling. But Oksana believes he might be in Russian custody.
I can't forgive these people. I would beg them to return my father. I would do anything to get him back. I would beg them to give back my dad. I would do anything to have him back alive.
Ukrainian authorities, social media sites, and the Red Cross have been flooded with inquiries about missing people.
We're talking about several thousands of families who are still searching for their loved ones, who want to hear about their loved ones, know their whereabouts, know their fate.
Since March, the Red Cross's Central Tracing Bureau has fielded calls from 24,000 people looking for friends or relatives lost in Ukraine. Some are buried in numbered graves in Bucha, Oksana's hometown. Some might be in Russian captivity. Others are simply missing. With the Russian troops gone and a sense of normality returning, sometimes, Oksana says, she just wants to forget.
I don't want to believe that all of this happened. I just want to fall asleep and wake up and realize that none of this never happened. It's not real.
Nothing will feel normal, Oksana says, until her father is returned to her or found and buried. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Bucha, Ukraine.